Anna Pena, A-N-N-A, Shears, S-H-E-A-R-S, Pena, P-E-N-A, 10/31/25/8486. 39-year-old woman who's not working at this time. She's married, 18 years, has three children, 17, 13, and 11. Patient used to work in a donut shop with her sister, but she's no longer working, period. In the paragraph, she comes in today with fever, chills, not feeling well, stomach hurting. She says she had same symptoms when she had COVID a year ago, has had headache and leg pain and arm pain severe, period. In the paragraph, she's never been diagnosed with gallstones, but she was told at one time she had fatty liver, period. Medical problems, none. COVID immunization, none, but she had COVID before. Review of system, stomach problem, fever, headache, weight loss of 5 pounds, leg pain, arm pain, decreased appetite, decreased taste. No hematemesis, she's a seizure convulsion. Allergy, Rocephin. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with her husband of 18 years. Last period, a week ago, she also is not working at this time. Her husband works in the oil field. Family history, dad died of some kind of cancer, esophageal cancer. Mom is died of thyroid problems, diabetes, and complications. In the past, medical problems, but then has been told she has thyroid nodules, did not require biopsy, and has been told she had fatty liver. Then she weighed 158 pounds, then 98.7, 99, 20, 99 pulse, 113 over 73, heart positive, small positive 2, lungs clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with any lesion, logical non-focal. There's no brought up a quadrant tenderness noted. This patient's urine analysis shows positive leukocytes, trace intact blood. Period. She, because of her dizziness, we did an ultrasound of her carotid, which was within normal limits. We also looked at her thyroid because of thyroid nodules. She has two nodules, both of them, 0.82, and one on the right side, one on the left side because of her dizziness. We also looked at her carotid once again. This is within normal limits. The kidneys are within normal limits. There's no abnormality in the bladder region. The patient also, because of abnormal periods, did a pelvic exam, which was negative, echocardiogram, with palpitation within normal limits. Her gallbladder looked normal. No thickening, no infection, no stones. Slight fatty liver noted. Both kidneys are normal in face of nausea and abdominal discomfort. Assessment number one, UTI. Cipro 500 twice a day. Number two, you think it's negative? COVID, strep, and flu are, I'll tell you in a minute. Number three, thyroid cyst, all of them? Yes. COVID, strep, and flu, all negative. There's thyroid cyst, 0.82 on either side. Next number, get the records regarding the size of thyroid cyst before. Next number, regardless of the size, they're all less than a centimeter. Recheck in 3 months. Next number, fatty liver slide. Next number, blood work obtained. Next number, call patient with the results tomorrow. Next number, no injections were given since she's allergic to herself. And next number, does not require mammogram until she's 40. Next number, finding discussed with patient before leaving. Next number is Tylenol, Motrin, rest, and take the medications as prescribed. Next number, call the office tomorrow just to give a report. Next number, because of a family history of esophageal cancer, she needs to see a specialist for EGD, and she says she'll get that done. I'm going to refer her to a GI doctor just for that. Thank you. So, next number, because of abdominal discomfort, I'm going to put her on some Prevacid, let's say Protonix 40 milligram once a day as well. Thank you.